Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Flood Insurance Guru Podcast. My name is Chris Green, your host of the podcast and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, where we help you put time and money back in your life by simplifying flood insurance. Today on the podcast, we're talking about risk rating 2.0. 1 year later, what are some lessons we've learned? You know, how's the program coming along? Those are some things we're going to talk about in today's podcast. We're going to address different parts of the country. We're even going to talk about Hurricane Ian a lot when it comes to 2.0. So stay tuned in that. Remember, if you've got questions, you're looking for answers to flood questions, make sure to check out our Flood Learning Center on our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. Top of the website, you'll see something called Learning Center, and you can filter based on topics you're looking for, whether it be video, blog, podcast. We're here to answer all those burning flood questions for you. If you like the content you hear on this podcast also, make sure to jump over to iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and leave us a review. That's the only way other people know that we can help them with this information. Also, if you'd like to watch our daily flood education videos when it has to do with a lot of these podcasts, you can also jump over to our YouTube channel, Flood Insurance Guru, where we do a lot of these daily flood education videos. So now we got all that out of the way, let's talk about today's topic. We're talking about risk rating 2.0. You know, this program for new business came out October 1st, 2021, and for renewals, it was April 2022. Well, now we're into the first week of October 2022. We can look back now and kind of see a year since this new program went into effect. First of all, let's go back and look at the beginning. You know, there were a lot of problems with this program when it first started. It was taking months to get cancellation letters just submitted to get policies canceled and things like that for ratings to be shown correctly. We were getting a lot of provisional rates. How things were being determined weren't quite lining up quite in the system for several months, really almost all the way up until December. But once they got some of those bugs out of the way, they could really start pushing risk rating 2.0 out. You know, we thought that they may push it back. You know, Congress was going kind of back and forth, whether they wanted this program being rolled out the way it was being rolled out. It really felt like it was being rushed, how it was going to impact people across the country. You know, some of the big impacts were members of Congress were pushing back were areas like New York, New Jersey, Texas, Florida, all these different areas where they were very concerned that it could literally bankrupt people. So today we're going to briefly talk a little bit about what we've seen over the last year when it comes to rates, the number of policies, issues when it comes to storms. So let's talk about ratings first. Where have we seen the biggest decrease in premiums? That's really coming out of flood zone AE we've discovered so far, where we're seeing the biggest decrease in premiums. Where are we seeing the biggest increase in premiums? We've seen that in flood zone X, which leads us to policy decrease. You know, as of August 2022, FEMA had reported about a 9% decrease in policies. A lot of this probably has to do with flood zone X rating. You know, traditionally, you had preferred rates $400, $500, $600. Now we've seen some of these flood zone X's go from $1,000, $15, even $2,000, which is pushing a lot of people not to pay this out of the pocket the way the economy is going. They just don't see a disaster happening, or they want to put that much money up front when it's not being required by the bank. That brings us to Hurricane Ian, where roughly less than 20% of people actually had flood insurance where they needed it on the storm. A lot of these people were flood zone X. A lot of these people were people who decided not to renew their flood insurance when risk rating 2.0 came out because of some of the rates they were seeing in these areas. Could we see that when it comes more and more disasters where it's not being required? We absolutely could. Remember, with risk rating 2.0, flood zones no longer determine your flood insurance rate. It's done something what we call the fingerprint of insurance. We're talking about things like distance to water. We're talking about replacement costs, type of flooding, flooding frequency, elevation of the property. You know, all these things factor in when FEMA is determining the rate on the property. Remember, each property is going to have its own unique rate. So you're not going to have all these structures that are in flood zone A with the same rate. It's important to remember that, especially when it comes to replacement costs. So that's what they're using in these ratings now. These are the things we've seen across the country. You know, roughly in the state of North Carolina overall, you know, we've seen roughly 50 to 60% increases on almost every policy across North Carolina. We're not talking about coastal areas. We're not talking about mountain areas like Boone, North Carolina. We're talking about some relatively flat areas where we're seeing all these increases. You're seeing the same thing in Florida. You know, we saw premiums go from $700 to $7,000, which if you had an active policy, remember, you've got the statutory increase of 18%. This was the benefit of keeping these policies in place where you can stage this. It's the same thing when it comes to the policy assumptions with the Risk Rating 2.0. We're not seeing as big of an impact for policy assumptions anymore. Because remember, with policy assumptions, they're still going to have a statutory increase until it gets to what's called the full risk premium on there. Just like grandfathering. Grandfathering is pretty much dead now. These policies, the benefits of grandfathering has gone away since preferred flood rates no longer exist. So these are all things that we've seen over the last year when it comes to Risk Rating 2.0. Now, people ask me every day, hey, do you recommend getting your flood insurance through the National Flood Insurance Program on Risk Rating 2.0? Here's one thing I can tell you. I recommend you getting flood insurance no matter where you get it, because it's the one thing that can be used as a financial tool to help your family recover much quicker from financial devastation after a flood. Remember, flood insurance is not going to stop a flood from happening. What it is going to do is shorten that window you're going to have for disaster recovery when it comes to financially and possibly emotionally. So that's what we wanted to talk about on today's podcast when it came to the Risk Rating 2.0. 1 year later. So if you've got questions about Risk Rating 2.0, you want someone to walk through your policy with you maybe and explain to you, hey, where's my policy going over the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? Please visit our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. That's what we're here for. Remember, we have an education background in flood mitigation. So we're not just here to help you with your insurance. We're here to help you lower your risk. We're here to help you get flood insurance so you can close on that dream home. You can get a lower mortgage payment, possibly increase the property value of your property, and protect your investment. My name is Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, and your host of this podcast. And I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's episode on Risk Rating 2.0, 1 year later.